show is Community Connections, and I have with me Robin from Each. How are you, Robin?
I'm really great, thanks, Alan. And yourself?
I need you to come a bit closer to your microphone, if you could. You're a little bit soft. Or maybe sure. You're a lady with a soft voice, unlike mine.
Sometimes. Is that better?
Yes, yeah. Robin, you're telling me you've been with Each for some time, which is great, but we're here to talk about family relationship support for carers. Can you tell us a bit about what that program is, please?
Yeah, sure. Alan, the Family Relationship Support for Carer program has been attached to Each probably for about 15 years now, and the program primarily, the main function of the program is that it's a very small statewide program attached to Each, and we support carers who are caring for a loved one with a disability and or mental illness to access funded short-term counselling support. So that's the primary function. So that support, we have a range of counsellors and psychologists who are registered privately with our program, and we will refer carers to a practitioner that understands the carer's support needs and matches, you know, if they're what the care recipient disability is, so that the counsellor.
Is it aimed mainly to supporting the carer, or is it aimed mainly to get support for the person they're looking after, or both?
No. So, well, ultimately, our program supports the carers. So the eligibility is targeted to carers, and we're ultimately assisting them with skills and supports that help them maintain the care role, as well as looking after themselves in that process. And then I guess it has that flow-on effect potentially to the person that they're caring for. One thing that does involve the person with a disability is that generally our counsellors, we can fund family therapy support. So if carers need to have a session with other family members or with the person with the disability, then, you know, we can, if that's part of what the carer's requesting in their support, then we can set that up with the relevant practitioner.
Robin, I guess one of the, not being involved, I wouldn't know, so I'm going to ask you the question. Because some of these carers must feel awfully alone, mustn't they? Because they're with this person 24 hours a day very often. And so I guess they need to be supported in their own, in themselves too, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that that historically that care role has been unpaid and unsupported for ages long. What we're leading into now is a lot of funding going into providing the really necessary supports that carers need to remain well, to keep families surviving and functioning, and recognise that, you know, because we've got a lot of people out there who are in that care role that don't identify as carers. It's something they've been doing most of their lives and they just do it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we've still got a lot of people out there who don't identify as carers, but we're trying to support them in doing that and then getting the necessary supports that will be meaningful to them and that are available now.
Yeah, and we owe those people to, because without them, I mean, the burden of looking after their people, the cost would fall on each and every taxpayer or the state. So they're really saving the whole system billions of dollars a year, aren't they?
Yeah. Look, absolutely. That's for sure. We've got, when we're talking about carers too, there are it's a very, very diverse, we can have young families, young couples that you know, might have their child who then, you know, is diagnosed with a disability a very short term down the track. And so that child might have, you know, genetic disability or be diagnosed with ADHD or ASD, autism spectrum disorder, or things like a neurodivergent, spectrum of disabilities. But then we might have elderly carers who have been caring for their adult, who's now an adult child who has mental illness or disability and or both. So a carer can be anyone, you know, even from a young carer. We've got young children who provide some sort of care role to their sibling that the family's supporting. So anybody who's providing some sort of care role to the care recipient are eligible for a referral for counselling support through our program.
One of the things that I've mentioned on this show to other people too, and I'll throw it to you, that I think one of the carers that don't get a lot of, I don't say they don't get a lot of support because I don't know, you're going to tell me that, is young people where they're at school but they have to take time off to take mum or dad or both to specialists and that. They lose a lot of time at school, which doesn't go well for them when they get to the end of the school, but also they don't get to go out and play with their mates and whether they be boys or girls and all that sort of stuff, do they? They're very much at home having to be the carer for mum or dad.
Very, very true, Alan. And I think that we've come into a time now with NDIS being rolled out where we've gone from the usual block funding of services that were funded by the government to provide supports to carers and families. And some of those organisations did provide young carer supports. It was probably best they could. And it's certainly an area where we are seeing across a range of carer supports now, and with the rollout of the Carer Gateway in April 2020, that's a federally funded national service, and that supports all carers, including young carers. So there is recognition within services and funding to meet the needs of young carers within services here in Victoria. I can only speak about those services in Victoria, but there's services like VMCH, which is Villa Maria, and they're a Metro Melbourne support carer support service. They also recognise young carer supports and try and, you know, these services are also trying to adapt supports to meet the needs of young carers, because that can be very different from, you know, a parent or a grandparent who's providing that care role.
Yep. Robin, I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yep.
Got some friends who just flew in from LA. But you, face and your comic book.
I'll be
baby,
cool.
It'll be me. Yeah, I'll be looking for you. I keep on looking for them. Search in the forest and the haystacks too. If you see something shooting out across the stars, if you see a rocket ship on its way to Mars, baby, it'll be me.
I'll
be looking for you.
Oh, sorry, he's coming for
another visit. I'll be looking for you.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 25 minutes past one. We're still stuck on 12 degrees and we're aiming for 14, but it looks nice and sunny outside, but I'm feeling it's not going to be all that hot when you start talking 14. But by next Sunday, we'll have 18, so, and Monday, we'll have 18, so that's terrific. Anyway, we're talking with Robin from Each. And we talk about the family relationship support for carers that that they can supply Victorian statewide. Robin, just briefly, I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to put something to you and you tell me if I'm right or wrong. With the NDIS, is the difference in the funding with that compared to what we used to do, is that the funding goes to the person and they decide how to spend it, whereas before... the organisation got the funding, didn't they? And then it was up to them to tailor something for the person. Is that right?
Correct, Alan. So prior to the NDIS rolling out, there was block funding that was funded by the Department of Human Services. So that was given to organisations. So that whole transition to NDIS is with the hope that the individual person's needs are met and that they are able to utilise that funding on making choices and having better quality of life and being a value, more valued, you know, within the community and a contributor and opening doors that individualise the supports that someone needs and enables them to live the quality life that they choose to.
So it's more tailored to their choice rather than somebody else sort of saying, this is what you need.
Look, absolutely. So there are constraints within the NDIS process and it's a really, really big, complex area. So I have got a bit of knowledge about the area, but it's really complex and it needs a lot of discussion time to really, you know, tease out all of the things NDIS. But look, there will be a lot of people out there that will say that NDIS, whilst it's like any big, you know, new initiative rolling out, is always fraught with all sorts of issues. And there's been, I am aware that there's been a number of changes from the original NDIS sort of, you know, process that was thought to be. But there will be a lot of people out there that say they have the types of support in place now, or they're getting to the supports that are meaningful or more meaningful that assist. And there will be a lot of people out there that are saying, it's a challenge, and it's, you know, we haven't quite got it right yet.
I suppose it's still a fairly new.
That's okay.
It's still a fairly new program or process, isn't it?
It is. Look, it's about 10 years in the making now. I was part of the organisation that was working on the trial site down at Geelong at the time, and the process back then has morphed as to, you know, the planners have changed and we now have local area coordinators. We have those service supports have gone out to people that tended to facilitate that process. So they've gone from essential, you know, couple of organisations out to local area coordinated focus services that are assisting, that, you know, that are, that assist the person with their disability with their initial plan, you know, having a look over it, taking that information back to the organisation and putting it through an approval process. So whereas we had very qualified planners in the initial trial stage, we're different, very different from the LACs now.
So if, I'm just trying to get a grasp of this, does a carer come to you and say, this is what I need, or do you sit down, the carer comes in, and then you work through with them and try to extract from them what they need?
Yeah, look, Alan, we're actually, our program doesn't assist carers as such to do the planning. There are other services that do that. And La Trobe is one of the, which one of the NDIS services in the region that assists in it, but it, there are several services that might assist in CIS carers external from our program to with information they need to assist their loved one to apply for NDIS. And then once that's approved, there will be a review at 12 months or 2 years, depending. It's not something we do. We can facilitate NDIS information for carers. We do run carer events and information sessions. We would get an external provider in to provide that information.
So I'm just trying to get the grasp of that. Mm. So the carer, like you people, would come in after the carer has made the decision with NDIS what they want. Is that right?
Yeah, look, that's a really good question, Alan, because we just need to be really clear about that. Yeah. Our program's not means tested around NDIS at all. So we're not if carers do or don't have NDIS, or their loved one doesn't have a plan, it's irrelevant to our program. All carers who are caring for a loved one with a disability and or mental illness can access our support regardless of NDIS. Regardless of whether their loved one with a disability has NDIS or not, the care is still eligible for our support.
Oh, that's terrific.
Does that
makes sense. I was trying to find out where, at what stage your organisation came involved.
We're involved in all points of, you know, it just identifying if a carer is struggling or if a carer would like some counselling support, or, you know, we do a lot of promotion. So if I can just speak a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Our main function is that we will provide short-term funded counselling support for carers. The other function we do have is that we work across the state either solely on our own or with other providers to run carer information sessions or workshops, wellness sessions, all those sorts of things that are driven by what carers tell us that they would like to know more about, or what supports that they might like us to provide to them. For example, we do future planning. So our Family Relationship Support for Carer program does future planning. And what I mean by that is that we run wills and estate planning. So what we'll do is if a service contacts us and says, you know, our group of carers would like, or if it's a community house, recently we did a wills and estate planning session at the Mount Evelyn Community House.
All right.
And we used Yarra Valley Legal Service, Yarra Valley Lawyers to facilitate that session. So what we would do is if there's a specific area within the state, you know, the group of carers would like to learn more about, particularly around trusts, disability trusts and those sorts of things, setting that up for their loved one, then we would try and source a lawyer from that region, and they would come in pro bono and run the session. and provide that support to carers. But we usually partner with other organisations to do that stuff.
I guess one of the things too that the carers are probably very conscious of, particularly if they're an older carer, if it's mum and dad looking after the child, is that they want to know that this is going to continue on when they eventually fall off the perch themselves.
Absolutely. That's very correct, Alan. And, you know, I think that living through 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic has definitely assisted in bringing that more to the forefront.
Yep.
About people having those sorts of affairs in place and knowing that their wishes are in place for their loved one's care.
Yep. I've got to take a quick break, Robin, and we'll be back with more.
Thank you. Thanks.
I should mention, of course, at 3 o'clock, Greg Carrick will be along between 3 and 5 with the Oz Indie Show. All the latest releases, always a terrific show. Always listen to Greg going home. Even if he picks on me at times, he still puts together a great show. Anyway, we're talking to Robin from Each, and we're talking about the family relationship support for carers that Each do supply, and it's a Victorian statewide service. Robin, what effect did COVID have on what you're able to do? Because is a lot of your work up front with people, or how did COVID affect just your organisation?
Yeah, look, I think it was pretty massive, Alan. I will say, though, look, we were working, our program was definitely, as most each staff were that are not, you know, directly direct care workers and so forth, were working from home for a lot of that 2 years. So we, even though we run a lot of face-to-face care events through COVID, a lot of those supports went online, and carers started experiencing the barrage of Zoom sessions and, you know, having to log in online. So it was a steep learning curve for everybody. But I will say, I think our program did really well managing through that time and trying to stay connected to carers. When we're doing referrals, it doesn't matter where we are. We're still, you know, at home. We were still able to provide that support. And as a matter of fact, we were probably even more busy in terms of referrals and support, you know, that individual counselling support being provided. But we did a lot of online care events to stay connected. And we've worked in partnership with a range of services across the state to try and do that and partner in events and meet the needs of carers that way.
Because I think carers...
So we did pretty well all in all.
I would have thought that carers would have felt all that much more disassociated or out on their own, wouldn't they? Because they weren't able to go down the street, they weren't able to do a lot of things. They must have felt very much on their own, some of these carers.
It was definitely a new world thing. I think that, you know, there absolutely was a lot of disconnection, which was the primary focus of most organisations to try and, you know, bridge those gaps best we could. And I think all in all, we did a pretty good job of that. And I have to say that being someone who works a lot in the Yarra Ranges, Yarra Ranges and Upper Yarra, you know, over a while, we've got some fabulous partnerships out there. And definitely I'm going to give a shout out to Amanda May, who's the inclusions officer at the Shire of Yarra Ranges. She'll kill me for doing this, but she is an absolute legend in the support that she provides to residents of the Yarra Valley, making sure that she's across services and all carer information and family supports that she can be, to ensure that there's a lot going on in that region. So Amanda and I have worked together over, you know, quite a few years now, and she's amazing in the activities and the events and the carer information sessions that she will try and, you know, get off the ground. She works very closely with supporting the Pathways for Carers walks out in the region. That's a fabulous connection. There's a walk monthly at the Mount Evelyn Community House, and Nick and Condola is the house coordinator out there running fabulous carer supports in that region, and is very, very linked with Amanda May and the Yarra Ranges Shire, and, you know, supporting carers best they can. They've been amazing through COVID.
Oh, that's terrific. All right, I've just got to take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Refuge Criswell, little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this roast, I got my girl L. One time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while.
Normally a Roberta Flack, Killing Me Softly, but today it was played by the Fugees. Don't know them, but anyway, it's a good song. Robin, you want to talk about being a grassroots program and what that means?
Sure, Alan, thank you. Yeah, look, we, even though we're a statewide program, we are a small concern. We've got one full-time staff member, which is my team leader, Lakshmi Prasad, and we've got our admin, part-time admin staff, and I am a part-time coordinator of supports, as Lakshmi is too, and Judy McGrath's our admin person. We are located at Ringwood on Warrandyte Road. We pride ourselves at, you know, sort of really getting out into the community and being accessible and being grassroots, and we get in there with people where they're at, and you know, we'll sit and talk with carers and parents, you know, wherever we will try and meet people wherever they are in the community, and be accessible to people that need our support. I just, at that point, I also wanted to mention contacting our service. People can contact us by ringing 1300 303 346. That
you dropped out there, Robin. It was 1300.
Yes, sorry, 303 346. Yep. That brings you through directly through to our program, and that 1300 number is diverted to our team leader's mobile number. Otherwise, if people wanted to drop us a line, Alan, they could contact us on our program email.
Yep.
At F for Freddie, R for Roger, S for Sam, C for Cat at each.com.au, and we will respond to any emails that people want to send in with any questions, or, you know, for us to be in contact with them. We're happy to call you back.
All right, sounds terrific. Robin, we've just about got to go. I've got to get out the studio a bit earlier today, so I've lined up an Elton John. They tell me you like Elton John, and he's coming here later on, so I've got an Elton John to go. But
fantastic.
First of all, thank you for coming in or being with us today and telling us all about your family relationship support for carers. If there's anything that people have learned today that they'd like to know more about, 1300 303 346, am I right?
That's correct, Alan, absolutely.
No worries. Well, thank you, Robin, for being part of the show, and we look forward to talking to each again next month.
Thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks, Robin. Bye.
Thanks a lot, Alan. Bye.